I believe by state law, if they object, they are an objecting agency. By state law, an objecting agency, we can't approve the final plat if they object. That objection has to be resolved before we can approve the plat. However, state law also says what grounds they can deny plats or object to plats, and it is specifically related to a really short list, conflicts with parks, conflicts with parkways, conflicts with county trunk highways, things of that nature. This has nothing to do with any of those. But my understanding that the only recourse is if they refuse to remove their objection is we have to take it to court.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
They're an objecting agency on a final plat, not an approving agency. You are the approving agency.
Yes, we can only approve it, but we can't approve it if one of the objecting agencies at the final plat has an objection.
Okay. And
we can deal with this at final plat, too.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about preliminary plat tonight.
Correct.
We have had conversation with Milwaukee County. And
I know we went around the circle on this one at Plan 2. Alderwoman Wilhelm,
do you have questions of the party?
No, I just have some statements.
And they pertain to this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I guess I'd like to see consistency with the documents that are before us. And, for example, the staff write-up on page 104 states Outlot 1 consists of all the protected natural resources. However, on page 113, the NRPP indicates it's Outlot 2. Another example is on page 105. It reads NRPP shows approximately 2.88 acres of young woodland. Present in the applicant is disturbing 1.4 acres of young woodland, or 50%. However, on page 117, as required by the site intensity calculations, the worksheet shows zero acreage is indicated for young woodlands. Also, there's a difference in the legal description based on the area calculations that are provided on the opposite page of the site intensity calculations. So I'm not sure if that's an old legal description or not, but I have a copy of that. There's also the Lot 5 issue, which we're talking about now, mm-hmm. on the NRPP and the preliminary plat. They both, which are suggested by staff and in the resolution, be changed to an outlot. And changing this as an outlot would be a clean revision and would eliminate all the confusing language in the beginning of the resolution where it keeps stating that this is a five-lot subdivision, but now I'm hearing that we might need to do it as a five-lot. So I think that I would be okay with calling it a lot. I understand staff wants an outlot because it's not buildable, but if you recall the last resolution we passed for the previous development, I put in there item number 18, which said no previous approvals or anything that's been shown to us. There's a whole write-up, and I would insert that back in here. I'd also like to ensure that the water and sewer special assessment language for the cost evergreen that was put in the previous one that was paid for by the city is carried over. And we've yet to have the discussion about any type of compensation for the stormwater maintenance needs where these homes all feed into the city-maintained park pond in perpetuity. We are just accepting that. Now, it may be a small amount of runoff, but we have no stormwater plan. We have nothing to look at to address that. The previous plat we did, that was all language that was put in up front, that we have the stormwater stuff prior to final plat. There are grading lines on one of the pages that fade into both the wetland area and the large park tree entrance area, but there are no grading plan to clearly indicate that the buildable lots are areas that can be completely to avoid the woodlands of Franklin setback situation. We all know where we proved a lot and then found out the wetlands were too close and they couldn't even open their patio doors or they would be in the easement. So I don't know what's going to result of these the grading plan for those lots.
I mean, you do realize this is a preliminary.
I do realize that, but if you pass a preliminary plat and then your grading plan shows that they're not buildable, then what do you do? you know, I just, there should have some, we should be able to get some sort of review that those are, in fact, buildable lots. And I also strongly believe that the floodplain noted in Condition 8 in the resolution would better serve the community if it was held by the city versus the adjoining lot owner. And on that same lot, that floodplain in the sewer PACS report indicates that that is a secondary environmental corridor, which is a tributary to the east branch of the Root River. And I think that lot should actually be dedicated to the city for parkland, because I don't have confidence that some property owner is not going to be impacting that flood area. So these may seem like problems we might be addressed tonight. It could be very time-consuming, and we have a lot of important things on the agenda. I don't see us not passing this. I just would like a clean documentation of all the different concerns I have. This is just a limited example of the amount of time I needed to put into this. I spent 45 minutes on the phone with Dietl and to sift through what we're approving tonight. And we hold the obligation of the public to present accurate documentation that we can follow now, and that leaves an accurate history trail for the future, given that this has changed a lot of times. So I'm proposing we make these changes this evening by requiring the corrections and by retaining some of the previous language and inserting some of the previous approval language, or that we table this for accuracy and shorten our time on addressing this evening.
Have you shared these thoughts with the developer?
I just got this package on Sunday.
Okay.
And I was going on what the Plan Commission plat was. I get the council packet, and the council packet has an NRPP that's not consistent. So I spent half the day trying to figure out what lots are what, and matching them up with the staff reading.
Okay.
So
then would I have a motion out there to
table?
Table.
I'll do it.
A second?
To the next common council meeting. That gives enough time for these items to be addressed, talk to the developer.
Second.
I mean, I was uncomfortable with the last last one. I made that clear. You know, and this is your district. Some points I'm probably indifferent on. I don't like this whole stormwater runoff of these properties that we're going to be stuck cleaning up the mess at some point. That doesn't sit well with me, so correct that.
I had first by Alderman Taylor and a second by Ms. Wilhelm.
Alderwoman.
Alderwoman Wilhelm. Any further discussion? Mr. Dietl.
I just want to mention that by the UDO time frames, it would have to be the next council meeting.
That's fine.
Or they have to give us an extension.
Okay. Is that okay? A motion to all in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole, work with Joel and get this ironed out. Okay? Thanks.
Stop it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Now you'll fix it, right? Item 6? Just for the record, we have gone back to the normal course of action. Resolution for professional services contact with RAPSO, design architect.
Second.
Discussion. Alderwoman.
I just have a question on, do we really need 7 women's bathrooms? And then there's about the same amount in the men's. I've restaurants that have 200 people that don't have that many bathrooms, and I don't understand why it has to have that many facilities. Not that I'm against bathrooms, but someone's got to clean them, someone has to maintain them, and we don't have the park staff right now to do that.
We size this based on the number of parking spaces for the park, and the park standard on Pebbles with them, but that's how we came up with calculations and the number of stalls for the
park. And how many parking spots does that calculate to?
I 50 parking stalls, but I haven't checked the definition.
Because the other one we're modeling after this has a maximum rental of 149 people, I think. So I don't know what that means for this one, what we're going to put for a maximum rental among people.
Well, we thought I could have had that information if you asked.
Could you add that when you're doing the design and see if that's really, do we really need that many facilities? Because
sure.
It's a cost, and it's a long-term cost. Okay, thank you. I guess I'll...
Alderman.
Is
Mayor.
This exactly what the Park Commission recommends?
It is. It was even in the park plan to make it look like the Vernon Bard Pavilion. We had a lot of discussion with the Parks Commission about having look and feel of similar facilities. So we went back, tried to go back to the original architect as possible. So we had to find this architect to have a similar facility.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Do you have another question, Alderwoman?
Well, I guess I just want to remind the council that at one point we had talked about trying to make this facility so we could have someone rent out the area for kites. And I don't think it really went anywhere. So I guess that's a... I was just looking for something to bring in revenue to the city. And I don't see any of the design aspects of that they could rent that out. So I don't know if that's going to be addressed at all, but I'll make the resolution to authorize the execution of professional service contact with...
We have a motion already.
Oh, we already made the motion.
And a second.
Well, can we add on there the bathroom reflection, or just given that staff...
Do you
want
to have staff look at the...
Yeah, for...
I'm fine with that.
Is that fine with...
Mm-hmm.
Have staff continue to reevaluate the
the restroom facilities based on the parking.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. We had a motion and a second with the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Motion passes. 5 in favor. None against. Item 7, resolution awarding bid to Yankee General Contractors for the construction of River Park.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Passes. 5 in favor. None against? G8, contract negotiations with John Disposal. Mr. Liberto, do you want to give us an update real quick? Or whoever?
City engineer.
City engineer.
Last time this appeared, I was directed to renegotiate our contract at the same terms that we had before. Talking with John, there's three issues that they'd really like to reconsider. One is the new construction, UNIFED, and I just talked to the finance department. We're okay with this. If you recall, last year we modified how we start charging residents. So if someone moves in, we can start charging per month. In the past, previously, someone could almost stay here a year before they started receiving the bill for the services. So, and we found it easier for us to keep our records more up to date if we do it on a monthly basis, so we don't have a problem with that one. The other one is yard waste collection services. They have stressed that they really they're actually losing money on this. Looking at how they are doing this, and I asked them to talk. What's all involved in this? The fact that we aren't forcing people to put these in paper bags that can be composted. They actually takes an additional travel. They have to take it to another facility, manually rip the bags apart, and process it that way. So I guess the question is, I talking with the additional cost, it's not a lot. I would encourage that, or unless you would like us to enforce our policy or requirements on putting yard waste in bags, I think you probably get a lot of pushback from residents on that. That's probably a call for you. One or the other, we can start enforcing the paper bags, or we can probably look at the additional cost.
What is the option, not putting it in bags?
No, they need to be in paper bags or clear bags.
And is that John's rule or is that our rule?
That was technically our rule. And so when John's got the contract, that was the rule. But people use, you know, black bags or whatever that they can to put it in. And John's been accepting it, but it requires additional effort.
What if they didn't have to put it in bags? What if they could just rake it to the curb? So is there any way we could do it on curbed areas?
We did think about that, too. I guess the complexity is how do you get the word out that, you know, you're okay to do it and you're not okay to do it. We felt like that would be difficult to police and educate.
Okay.
Okay. Alderwoman.
What's the increase per household for paying for the people that aren't being compliant? I mean, what are we all going to be paying as an increase per household?
It's a total of just shy of $6,000 per year. So divide that by the number of households, which is maybe for the 11,000 households. So.
50 cents. 50 cents.
Yeah. Alderman.
Well, one of the issues, I think, with the curbside, you know. Raking them to the curb is many people then rake them into the street, and then what happens is you get a snowfall, and it's just a complete mess. I mean, it really is. And like you said, you have parts of the city that there's curbs and there's no curbs, there's curbs, so you're going to have two different trucks going back and forth. I mean, there was a cost. We had this full debate of why we weren't going to do this.
And I also think there's potential sewer problems too.
Yeah, it clogs the
drains. Right.
Correct. So.
Had that flooding happen before because of that leaves flooding.
Okay, and then the last one?
The third one is there is a small cost to them to keep the bond up. I can attest, well, I can't attest because I wasn't here previously, but I understand that based on a previous contractor, that was a big issue. Is, you know, there was problems all the time. John has been extremely responsive. They've had the contract. In reality, we don't pay them until after the fact anyway, so we probably can fix it. We didn't see a need for that, and probably believe that is something that could be dismissed. That's not a huge expense. I don't have a cost for that, but
okay.
We can consider removing that based on the performance.
Alderman.
I'll make a motion to direct staff to finalize a contract extension with John's disposal, considering the three items above.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Alderwoman Taylor. Wilhelm. On the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. G9, approval for revised rates for service for streets and utility construction inspection
so
for the year.
Second.
Based on the table on page 160. Right, Mark?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. I have a first and a second by Taylor and Barber. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G10, resolution to develop Franklin housing plan.
So moved.
Second.
Is there a discussion? Everybody understands?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G11. Police and Fire Commission request to revise job description for Police Patrol.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor. None against. G12, designation of an extended term part-time assistant building inspector working at least 20 hours per week as having the partial benefits designation. Mr. Liberta, do you want to?
Second.
I got a first and a second. Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. A 5 in favor. None against. G13. Authorization to contract with GovHR USA for the recruitment service. Discussion? Alderwoman?
I just want to thank Aaron for all of his efforts in Franklin, and he will be missed.
I'd like to thank him, too. But I also wanted to remind you the promise you made to me. No. do I have a first and a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.
Wish you the best.
Good luck, Aaron.
Yeah. He's going to need it.
G14. Yes. Yes, you will be working with a gentleman that's over to my left. G14, authorization, the director of administration to execute the purchase quote for Razor Safe 2TB.
Second.
I had a first and a second, Alderwoman, and Alderman Mayor. Any further discussion? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. 15G is the November
motion receiving place on file.
Second.
I've got a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Paul, sorry we didn't get you to speak, but I think the points are pretty clear. G16 is Tax Incremental District Number 5 plan. I will read this.
Paul, we and have to remove their stuff from the room.
Yep, I will need everyone to Tax Incremental District Number 5, Planned Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons Sports Anchored Mixed Use Development Project Development Agreement. The Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 19.85 parenthesis 1E to deliberate upon a Tax Incremental District Number 5, Planned Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons Development Agreement, the negotiation of agreement terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act as such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Do I have a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. I need a roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.
Okay, we're back into open session. Okay, we've got to make a motion on item 16.
No, 17.
17. No, item 17. We got
17.
Okay. Item 17 is Interstate Partners LLC Commercial Light Industrial and Distribution Development on the southwest corner of South 27th Street and West Oakwood Road. Tax Incremental District Number 4, Development Agreement between the City of Franklin and JAMS IP LLC. The Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to Stats 19.85(1)(e) to consider the terms and negotiation of development agreement and JAMS IP LLC for the Interstate Partners LLC Commercial Light Industrial and Distribution Development on the southwest corner of South 27th Street and West Oakwood Road for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as deemed appropriate. Do I have a motion to go into closed session?
Second.
I've got a first and a second. A roll call, please.
Alderman Mayer.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
The motion passes, we've got five in favor, none against. We're going to closed session. Okay, we're back in open session. Do I have a motion on item 17 in regards to Interstate Partners LLC? Mr. City Attorney.
Motion to approve and authorize the execution of a development agreement for the project in the substance as the draft included in the meeting agenda packet, subject to changes approved by the Director of Finance and Treasurer and City Attorney.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Just one. Why does our meeting agenda say JAMS IP LLC and this documentation say James Oakwood, JAMS Oakwood LLC?
Technical correction.
That was That's part technical. Of the proposed changes in the redraft.
Okay. I'll need a... Do I need a roll call on this one? No. Okay. I had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5-0. Item 18, notice to claim for Judith Volovec-Sek involving towing and storing
motion
costs.
Motion denied.
Second.
Based on the recommendation from our insurance company.
Okay.
As stated in the council packet.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Again?
No.
Okay, so the vote is 4 in favor, 1 against, and the motion passes 4-1.
I should be the one doing that thing.
Okay. Licenses and permits. Who's
reading? I got it. Okay. Everything from the meeting at 6 o'clock is approved. That's the motion.
That's a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.
Yep.
Bills. Yeah. Vouchers and payroll. Okay, motion approving the following. City vouchers with an ending date of January 18, 2018 in the amount of $5,087,448.00 and payroll dated January 19, 2018 in the amount of $416,151.55 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $431,272.51 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated February 2nd, 2018 in the amount of $375,000 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $236,500 plus city matching payments and property tax refunds and payments with an ending date of January 18, 2018 in the amount of $42,456,089.93.
Next time.
I need a roll call. Oh, well, I need a motion. I need someone to approve it first.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
A roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Taylor. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
And you too.
Oh, yeah, I've got to vote on this one. Aye. Aye, so the vote, the motion passes 6 in favor, none against. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.